It's not a midlife crisis, it's a midlife career pivot experiment called Fork in the Road. And I'm the human guinea pig, Andy Marshall, who's got the gall to attempt to have a successful career doing work I love, creative work, and throw that notion of a starving artist out the window. Then take the elevator down to the ground floor and jump on it some more. And I'm going to keep doing this every day on the podcast. So let's go.
After buying a cafe art gallery almost 1 year ago, I virtually had no time to relax. The business was open 7 days a week and open from six every morning, so I've been working those hours, as well as being a husband and a parent to our two young girls. And needless to say, my illustration work has been on the back burner for a good part of that year. Only recently, I've been trying to find little bits of time where I can get back into my art. And since getting back into illustrating, I've noticed a definite shift in my mood. I've definitely become happier and more relaxed. I think getting into a drawing or a piece of art uses a different part of your brain than you're normally using all day at work or being a parent. It's like a form of meditation for me, I think. Realizing I need my art to be a more relaxed and better person all round. I've been making more of a conscious effort to get it back into my life. Other ways I'd probably relax is getting out in nature or walking or meditating, and anything that takes me out of my busy mindset of all the things I should be doing. And of course, nothing beats sleep. I go to bed not long after the kids are asleep, normally about 8:30, wake up about 4:30 to get the cafe going. I virtually never get 8 hours sleep, as the kids wake me up a couple of times in the night. But I do treat my sleeping hours as precious, and the amount of sleep I manage to get affects my whole day. And the other thing of relaxing, walking in nature and meditating, you know, like, I think you need space in your brain to create. You need time off to create. And I'm not talking about taking off time to just create. You just need to be bored. You need, your brain needs time out. And so, like, I'm not saying walking in a forest thinking about your art. I'm saying just walking in a forest. And then maybe later when you're having a shower or a coffee or something like that, something from that walk or something, but you've allowed yourself that bit of space, but something creative will pop into your head. So you need to find times to have time out as well as time for art. Somewhere you gotta work them in to your busy work day. Otherwise, you're just gonna burn yourself out. I think that's the way I was heading. I think it's the way I already was. So, yeah, I think I need art to relax. I need art to help me be a better person. So I'm gonna try and get more of it in my life.
And that just about wraps up today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want to start talking, I'd love you to leave me a voice message. All you have to do is tap the link at the bottom of the podcast description and you'll be able to leave me a 1 minute message there. It could be a question, your thoughts, praise, outrage. I don't care. I just want the attention. And I'll play the message back on the show and I'll catch you tomorrow at the Fork in the Road.